Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, it was the make or break game for the Portland Trail Blazers last night. Well, it was a break game. Losing 128-107 in Sacramento last night.
Yeah, I think this was a... the results almost couldn't have been mathematically worse for them going into that game. And I think they knew it.
Well...
I think it turned into the so going into the game, they had...
just bad.
Well, I mean, so the math going into that game was going to get a little skewed if they could win, because it would open up a path, a tree, as it were, off of the probability outcomes, because they would have a potential tiebreaker open up if they won, if they got in a three-way tie with Phoenix and Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas winning and then Portland losing to Sacramento took that tree away, and it pushed them further behind.
Well, can we now get to the point that they should have been a long time ago? Just pull the ripcord. Final eight.
I mean,
just get it out of the way and just finish this season, because whatever they have built up right now will not be ruined in 8 games. It won't be. It will not be ruined in
no,
8 games.
I don't think so at all.
It wouldn't have been ruined if you were to have strategically done it at 20 games, because you have grown and developed guys, and they know the path to be successful and what that looks like. And they have. They really have. The 10 of 12 before the All-Star break, that was enough to be like, we have seen strides in every single one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just let the bottom fall out in these final 8 games and see if the basketball gods will smile down upon you come lottery time, because you put up a good fight. To the detriment of what the lottery balls will tell you is beneficial for getting a star player.
So if you want to know the math, they are not mathematically eliminated from the play-in. They have a less than 1% chance. And when I did it last night, going into the game, they had like a 5.2% chance. And if they won, that probably would have gone up to about 10 to 12%, depending on some other things, which, again, not great. They have a 0.2% chance of making the play-in. It's beyond fried. It's fried, baked, cooked, fricasseed, roasted, however you want to cook it. It's done. It's done, done.
I don't know. I honestly don't know why anybody would have wanted to see it, the play-in, look, at this point, because you would have unceremoniously bounced.
Trust me, I get it. I do know people who do want to see it, and it was the players.
Well, yeah, of course, because they don't tank.
And not just that, like
organizations do.
You're like a guy like Denny, or the young guys with Scoot, Shea, Tumani. They've never tasted anything close to it. Denny comes from literal basketball hell in Washington. Like those teams were just nasty. Everybody knew, even in the Eastern Conference. So he was juiced for it. Like he wanted to, like, even remotely competitive basketball that meant something.
Right.
It did mean something to me, which is why I think you saw Denny just playing with his hair on fire for the last month.
Sure.
Because it was like, there's a real chance for this. And a month ago, there was. 2 weeks ago, even, when they won a couple games, they were like, okay. But now they've lost three in a row, it's a wrap. And look, I have said over and over again, I wanted them to see them steer into the cliff at the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's no reason not to. The only reason you could say no to it, and I know some people, not just at the Blazers, but in the NBA, feel this way, don't F with the game.
Play the game, though. And part of the game now is to set your franchise up for the most favorable position in the draft lottery.
We did the Tankathon live on air last night, and the Blazers won the lottery.
See?
From the ninth spot. Look.
Smile down.
I've seen a bunch of people say that this season's lost. They got nothing out of this. And I'm like, look, man, even if you quote-unquote tanked to start the season, you weren't going to be in the top four. You weren't.
You weren't going to be as bad. Well, as New Orleans was a big surprise.
Yeah, New Orleans was a big surprise, and then throw Philadelphia in there.
Yeah.
You were going to be in the 5-6-7 range. So the math right now is that the Blazers are very likely to end up at 8. Their most likely position is 9th, but you're looking at a near coin toss. I think they're going to end up an 8th. That's been my feeling since the All-Star break, is that they were going to end up an 8th.
And that obviously just puts more pressure on Joe Cronin to make a big move on the trade market this offseason. Because if...
depending on where they land in the lottery. I mean, so much of what they have going into this summer, it's May 12th.
Mm-hmm. It is May 12th.
May 12th is the decision tree matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what comes out of that, whether they move up, they get knocked back, they stay in the same spot, there's so many different things that come out of that. And that's the thing that sucks, and not just for the Blazers. Any team in the NBA that is in that range, 1 through 8, 1 through 10. Your entire offseason and what you do and how you go about it is luck. And no one wants to admit that that's the case. But when you're in that position, you are praying that the basketball gods deliver for you.
Yep.
Perfect example, if this year was last year and the Atlanta Hawks move up from 10 to 1, let's say the team is what they are right now and the Hawks are in the 10th spot and they moved up to first and now Cooper Flagg is on that team and they go into next season with Reza Shea and Jalen Johnson and Trae Young and Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
How different are the fortunes of that team to start next year as opposed to last year? And so it's so dumb that is the primary mechanism is lottery balls.
I think, though, that even if they do win the lottery, which is, hell, Atlanta, right?
Look, it's very unlikely.
Very unlikely. But even if they do, I still think that another move to really make this team solid can be made.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's on the trade market where you can clear the path for, all right, this roster really makes some damn sense, right? You get that number one pick and you're sitting there with Cooper Flagg. Then you have a very good problem to have, which is a log jam of guys that are in that 6'7 to 6'9 range, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when you say, all right, we can start unloading those because there's a lot of teams in the NBA that need guys like that. Hell, Portland was desperate for one of those guys when Damian Lillard was here, right? Mm-hmm. And then you finally have the assets and the capital. Like, there still is a lot of pressure, win, lose, or draw in that draft lottery on May 12th for this team and organization to make big moves this
season. To make a very sizable transaction.
Absolutely.
I 100% agree.
And look, it's a terrifying spot to be in because you're in no man's land as a fan where you're just sitting there going, oh boy, we have zero control over any of it and we don't know what the future looks like. And the worst case scenario is nothing happens and you sit at 9 and you don't get one of the premier players and the trade market doesn't manifest itself and they say that the deals just weren't there. That's when you got to go and make the deals, though. Mm-hmm. You have to make the deal. The deals don't have to just be there and show up for you. You have to go and be proactive in making them. And that's the worst case scenario is nothing happens and this team is back again next year in the same kind of position where you're good enough not to be one of the top selectors in the draft.
If they if they made a pick and basically ran it back, it would be egregious.
Yeah.
It would be egregious.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I'm not a, oh, the clock's ticking, tick, 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 because they don't have the dude. And that's no. I'll, that's not they just don't. A Blazer thing. It's not a I love the Blazers front office thing. That's just how I operate. I think you can continue pushing along because you don't have anybody age-wise that you're worried about right now. That does not also mean that you should not be moving things along and progressing through the team building cycle, as it were.
Yeah.
So
you get Con Knipple.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Con Knipple to Portland.
I'm not opposed to him if they ended up there.
I'm Con Knipple to Portland through and through.
They're low on their quota.
Yeah.
So he would be an okay addition. But so would the guy at number one.
His teammate? Yeah. Yeah, I'd be okay with that too.
And look. If you want to put the if you want to do the prayer circle lighting of the candles,
I think Portland's at sacrifice time.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I mean, prayer circles were two drafts ago.
There was a tweet last night when somebody asked, "Would you cut off your pinky for Cooper Flagg if you're an NBA executive?" And I think it was Tyler Rucker at No Ceilings. You had the John Wick image of him at the table cutting off his finger. It was like, no, we're at the cutting off the finger stage.
I think that poll would be 30 for 30.
Yeah.
You would get 30 yeses on a pinky.
Yeah.
Just be like.
Especially at that age. If you're running a team.
Dude, you're Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Gone, dude. Yeah. Whatever. You know what happened? Cooper Flagg happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened in my hand.
I think I'd rather do I'd rather go stubby on the ring finger than the pinky. The pinky has more utility than people are willing to give it credit for.
Pinky's gone.
Well, I mean, look, I'm pinky's not saying gone. I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying if I had a choice.
Pinky's, it's the first one gone.
Really?
Yeah. Left pinky, dead to me.
Pinky's up, dude.
No, it doesn't go in. Anyways, I dislocated it so badly it just doesn't stick to the rest of my hand. So I could be without it. Gets caught in my pocket a lot.
You said the pinky doesn't go in. I never mind. All right, coming up next, it's time for our worst day on the web. And
what do you mean by that, Danny?
Sometimes it doesn't go in. Mm. A New Jersey police chief has been accused of, there's petty and then there's criminally petty. We'll get to that next year. But first, is Big Will Betts with the Sports Center update.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.